This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Spanish police are investigating a suspected letter bomb at an airbase outside Madrid, a day after a letter bomb exploded at the Ukrainian embassy. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Government officials confirmed another explosive package was also sent to an arms factory in Zaragoza in northern Spain. The factory makes grenade launchers, which Spain has sent to Ukraine. Police carried out a controlled explosion of the parcel. Officials have said the parcel at the arms factory had the same email address written on it as the package that exploded in the embassy. The embassy blast occurred when an employee opened a letter addressed to the ambassador. The employee was not seriously injured. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden is set to host the first White House state dinner since 2019. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
French President Emmanuel Macron and some 300 other guests will feast on White House chef Chris Comerford's menu.
Beautiful things from the land and the sea.
From the starter,
butter poached Maine lobster,
to beef, American cheeses, and pastry chef Susie Morrison's dessert.
Orange chiffon cake with roasted pears.
All served with a red, white, and blue theme in a heated South Lawn pavilion where First Lady Jill Biden is evoking the memory of her mom, whom she says made every dinner feel special, even if it was just frozen fish sticks.
She would bring out the china and put fresh flowers on the table.
In this case, guests will not dine on official White House china, which is not allowed outside the executive mansion. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. Pressure mounted Thursday for President Cyril Ramaphosa to quit or face removal from office over a cash burglary at his farm that he allegedly covered up. As the ruling African National Congress announced it would convene emergency talks on Friday, a source close to the South African president told AFP that the embattled president is, quote, having a look at all the options, end quote. Ramaphosa canceled a scheduled questions and answers session in Parliament on Thursday. Opposition politicians and critics of Ramaphosa fired a volley of demands that he resign. Congolese and security experts are reacting cautiously Thursday to the announcement of an impending truce in an escalating conflict in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. VOA's Marissa Melton.
A militia called the M23 has been gaining ground since mounting an offensive in North Kivu province earlier this year and is within a few dozen kilometers of Goma, a city of around 1 million people. The fighting has sparked a surge in diplomatic tensions with neighboring Rwanda, which Congo accuses of abetting the rebels, a charge that Kigali denies. This week, talks between the two countries and the Angolan capital, Luanda, gave rise to an agreement for an immediate ceasefire starting Friday. Both sides agreed to demand the immediate withdrawal of the M23 from the occupied areas. But the M23 group, which did not take part in negotiations, expressed disinterest in the ceasefire announcement and called for a direct dialogue with the government of DRC. Kinshasa has ruled out such negotiations. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A defense lawyer on Thursday urged jurors in the criminal tax fraud trial of former President Donald Trump's real estate company to blame a greedy former senior executive and not the Trump Organization itself for any wrongdoing. The lawyer, representing one unit of the Trump Organization, pointed the finger at Alan Weisselberg, the company's longtime chief financial officer, in her closing argument to the 12-member jury in a New York state court. Other lawyers for the company will address jurors later, followed by prosecutors. Closing arguments are expected to end on Friday, with jury deliberations beginning Monday. The Prince and Princess of Wales are in the United States on their first overseas trip since the death of Queen Elizabeth II. The three-day trip to the city of Boston included a professional basketball game Wednesday night and will culminate Friday with the rewarding of the Prince's signature Earthshot Prize, a global competition aimed at finding new ways to protect the planet and tackle climate change. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.